Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. I'm Joe McCormick, and I'm going to lead you on a conversation today about taking Fridays off for quiet. If you're new to the podcast, really happy that you're here. If you've been here before, I'm super excited that you're back. I've been at this for a few years. My intent is to make this helpful, meaningful, and impactful for you. I want you to be a better communicator. I want you to be more thoughtful, more deliberate in how you communicate in all these different moments that you do professionally and even personally. And I read a book called Brief, and that's all about being clear and concise in our communication. I read a book called Noise, which is all about managing distractions that really deplete us, divide us. An upcoming book called Quiet Works, Making Silence the Secret Ingredient of the Workday. And if you look for more information on that, you can go to quiet-works.com. There's some nice challenges there, some essays and some materials, perspective. But that book comes out later this year. So in this podcast, if you're not familiar with it, my approach is basically about a third of the topics are related to quiet, more or less, and about two-thirds are really related to how you communicate. And if you look at the combination between quiet and communication, there's a really powerful connection, and I'm trying to make that super explicit in the podcast, that we need to take more time alone to think and prepare and organize and determine the things that we're going to say at key moments versus not taking the time in quiet, always collaborating, always being on and speaking mostly on the fly, which is very, very dangerous. People do it all the time, and they do it because they have this built-in excuse, which is, I'm too busy. And I understand it because I am too, and we're all busy. We wear this badge of busyness. Busy is busy, and I wake up, and I'm online. And if you read the book Noise, it's all about this habit of like how we can't get off our devices, and we're just consuming noise all day. And well, if we're consuming noise all day, we're probably generating noise all day when we're communicating. We're not helping it. We're making it worse. And we see this in the environment that we work in. It's not slowing down. It's speeding up, and how dangerous it is to sort of just give into that. And, in my opening, I talked about like taking Fridays off for quiet, and it's not going to be the definitive perspective. Like, hey, I'm going to be arguing for the next, 12 minutes about, a 4-day work week. No, that's not the case. Really, it was the point here is to think about finding and designating known downtime for time, quiet time alone. And in a recent conversation I had, what I'm looking for when I'm doing this podcast is to stay in a conversation with you as a professional to help you be sharp, sharp, sharp when it comes to this. You know, so you could really elevate your game when other people are missing the mark, but you aren't. And I was in a conversation with a former client of mine. I hadn't spoken to him for years, and a very successful guy, sales guy, worked at financial technology industry, loved working with him, and it has been like at least a decade that I hadn't spoken to him, and his paths went in a different direction, and we stopped working together, but I had an opportunity to reconnect with him through a mutual friend, and it was so cool just to talk to him again, and he wanted to know what I was doing. He was telling me what he was doing. And, he had some very interesting initiatives he was following. And he asked me about what was new with me. And I talked to him about the Brief Lab, and he was familiar with that. And I talked to him about Quiet Works and the new book and this business proposition. And he just, this guy's, we talked about letting people speak. He's a big voice, dominant guy. And we had a good conversation, but he does a lot of talking, and he's got a lot to say, and he's a smart guy. He just immediately chimed in and said, yeah, when I was in sales, he goes, I would travel, Monday through Thursday, just go, go, go. I was out there seeing clients and making sales calls and just going. And he goes, I would come back on Fridays. And I realized that Fridays was sort of like, and this happens to a lot of people that are in consulting and sales, are on the road a lot, road warriors, they come back. And Friday is kind of like their downtime to do their expense reports. You probably know people like this. Maybe you're like this, where you're like, I'm just going nonstop all week. And then my travels sort of end, and I'm back in the office, back at home maybe, and Fridays are just like no calls. I've just given everything at the office, so to speak, and I'm just going to do my expense report. He said, he would use that. He goes, he realized that a lot of his sales forces that he'd managed and directed over the years did the same thing, and it wasn't just the expense report. They just kind of took Friday off, but it wasn't it was just kind of, it just kind of shut off. So they were really working like a, in essence, like a 4-day week. What was interesting is how he latched onto what we're about, the value of quiet and how it works in our benefit. That what he would tell people is, you know, yeah, you've given everything for those 4 days and you've gone nonstop, but he's like, I used to use my Fridays to take time, not just to do the expense reports, but to sit down and think about the past week and review my notes of all the meetings I had and spend time, you know, developing plans for the clients and action items for those conversations. I use Fridays for planning the next week or two. So I use my Fridays super deliberately to do things that were about the past week that just transpired and the week that was coming. And he said that I was really working 5 days a week, but that one day was really working a lot alone. And man, I'm like, you got it. That's why you're so successful. You did this thing that I'm talking about. But he did like Fridays. And I'm not going to sit here and go, you know, he said that take Fridays off, so I'm going to sit there and you should all take Fridays off. Maybe. But what I really started to think about is, yes, I do need time alone, and I need to define the time, maybe the downtime. I need to designate the downtime and use it for me alone to my benefit, not just to sort of just, you know, take the day off, so to speak. But it's just for you. And it got me thinking just about the conversation we've been having on this podcast over the past few years, certainly about the value of quiet and how important it is to not only lower the noise, but also give you a time and a place to think about the important things you need to think about. So here's a perspective on this that might help you to, like, first you want to start to think about downtime. And everybody's downtime is different. There was a recent article, I don't know if it was Microsoft or a study, but it was around 4 to 5 p.m. is sort of like the down hour, or sort of at the end of the day, and how unproductive it is for people. And that got me thinking, like, yeah, I mean, you know, you lose energy, you're tired, right? So, you know, 4 to 5 o'clock could be a great moment where, like, all right, that's my time. And this, you know, he's saying it's the last day of the week, but maybe it's an entire day. Maybe it is Friday. Maybe Fridays are, you go hard. Maybe it's Monday. And Monday is for planning and all the things that are alone time that you need. And then maybe Thursday through Friday are just, you know, maybe it's Monday, maybe it's a half a day. Maybe it's half a Monday. You know, from 8 until noon on Monday is really time alone. And maybe it's, you know, 1 till 5 on Friday. I remember years ago, I know it was early to this, I figured out that I could, this is many years ago, I figured out that I could connect my computer. Now it sounds silly, but that I can connect my laptop into the company's email system so I can work from home. My boss thought I was crazy. I'm like, I had a 3-hour commute every day, hour and a half round trip to suburban Chicago to downtown. And I'm like, I can be on calls. I had a cell phone. We had conference calls, and, you know, we didn't do Zoom. We just had dial-in conference calls. We did a lot of those with clients. I had access to email. I would ask the IT guy, can I get into the server? And he's like, absolutely. And I go, I have a modem, and I just dialed in. And I was way, way ahead of the remote working thing. But I work from home on Fridays. And, well, first of all, that ability to work from home on Fridays, and this is honestly like 20 years ago, was a game changer for me as a leader. First and foremost, it saved me, you know, 3 hours a week times 4 weeks. So it's 12 to 15 hours a month in commuting time that was just mine again. It gave me time alone to really plan without any distractions and disruptions. I mean, I got so much done on those Fridays, and it made me so much more productive, but I had that designated downtime that I carved out. I didn't realize it then, but I realize it now how important that was for me as a leader. So as you look at this, it might be an entire day. It might be Monday. It might be Fridays, depending on what you do for a living. It might be half a day. It might be the last 1 to 2 hours of the day, or the last 1 to 2 hours of the week. It might be the first 1 to 3 hours of the day or the week. It might be both. You might want to start your week with 2 hours of quiet. You might want to end it with 2 hours of quiet. But not quiet like I'm not working, I'm just done. Like, no, this is downtime. So think about downtime as where your energy might be low. You've kind of over collaborated, too much information, too much collaboration, and your availability isn't needed really. I mean, who's going to be calling you from 3 to 5 on a Friday? Or if you've been talking to people all week, like this week, I was traveling and I was going. Well, on Friday, you know, my availability was, I didn't need to be available. So I could block out that time where your energy is low, your availability isn't needed, and you're kind of winding down, where you can use that time and designate it, you know, lock it down as time for you. And what are you going to use the time for? Not just, you know, goofing off and doing nothing. No, I mean, this is super strategic time alone. And I want you to think about how important and how valuable this is. This isn't new to you. You know this, but we don't do it. Why? Because we're too busy. I mean, honestly, if you're always on, you can't be off. And this is why I wrote the book Quiet Works, because it actually works if you give it a chance. And you got to think about two things about how you're spending your time alone and how you use that in a very predictable, determined way, how that makes you better with others. And that's what I'm really hammering away here is, if I can be better alone, I'm better together. What happens is we collaborate too much, so we don't have any time for it. So we squander our downtime, really. At the end of the day, it's just squandered. We had it. Like this guy said, he's like, hey, I went from Monday through Thursday. I was traveling. I was giving my all, working long hours, seeing clients, being on calls, et cetera, et cetera. He's like, go, go, go. And then my downtime was just like, and all the salespeople were using that just to do expense reports. And he said, no, I want to use that downtime, yes, to do expense reports, but also to plan. So I started planning out the next week, what my schedule looked like, or the next 2 weeks. He's like, I look back. I mean, that's all the stuff that I did that week. I talked to a bunch of people. I had notes. I went through my notes of all the people I had spoken to. I had action items, things that I had to do. And I had this unique opportunity where I was just completely spent working with other people. But I was winding down and I used my Fridays for that. I just carved it out. Now, I don't know if he did that on a permanent basis, but that was his key takeaway in the conversation with me. He's like, yeah, that's what I would do. And I would tell my salespeople to do it. Because if they didn't do it, they're really just working 4 days a week. Honestly, he's like, I would get them to play at a higher level and to generate much greater outcomes and results by using that downtime to their effect. And this could be for you, like at the end of the day, you know, 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock for a lot of people is just sort of like, all right, I think about like running. I mean, you run really, really fast, really, really hard. And this is like, when you stop running, you're kind of walking, you know, think about like, you know, years ago when I used to run, after you like ran a race, you're like, all right, so I'm going to walk a little bit. I'm not going to just stop and sit down. I'm just going to walk. I'm going to use that time for the last 2 hours of the day, the first 2 hours of the day, last 2 hours of the week, last half day of the week, first morning of the week. Or I'm going to just take myself out of play, time alone, give myself permission, schedule it, and do it predictably. And that could be like the difference right there. Yeah, we need to do it every day. And I'm going to try to get you there. But maybe the easiest thing is just designating the downtime that you already have and just finding the time for it. I think it's just look at it like a personal perk and a promise. Like, this is really great. I got this time for myself. And you can do it to your employees too. You can say, okay, this is a perk working here. We're going to let you do this. So here, maybe test it. Talk about it, commit to it. You know, like this guy said, you know, give it a try. You know, if you decide to do this, to designate and find this known downtime for quiet, if you do this, tell people about how excited and motivated you are that you won't be seeing or hearing from them. Just saying.